The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program is Dennis Morris of KLEM Radio in Lamar's and Jake Bourgeois of Anamosa Journal Eureka. Dennis, you can start us off with the question for Senator Grassley.
You appeared on the Iowa Press program over the weekend, and you spoke a lot about EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt, and I guess I wanted to just follow up on that if I could. It may appear as though that E15 might be given the go-ahead to be utilized all year round, but you sound like you still had some concerns about Pruitt and whether or not he was going to execute the administration's wishes on renewable fuels. Yeah. So if you can, expand on that.
Two things are for certain. One, the cap on RIN certificates is not going to happen. That would have killed ethanol. Expanding the use of ethanol so that you can market E15 12 months out of the year instead of not marketing during the summer months is going to be very, very beneficial to ethanol. Then what do you do about helping the refineries? Well, if it works out this way, it may be a net plus for us. If it doesn't work out this way, then it's a net loss. Applying the RIN certificates to exports, that's kind of a negative. But offsetting that negative of the E15 12 months a year is the fact that if they don't issue all the waivers that they're issuing now, which has reduced the use of ethanol to what you call hardship cases, small refineries, and if they reallocate the waivers that they have waived for those RIN certificates to other places where they have to blend ethanol, then that would make sure that the E15 12 months a year is entirely positive. But on those last three points, I haven't seen anything on paper yet, and I'm reserving judgment for a final decision based on that. But I expect Pruitt to do what he's always promised, that he was going to promote ethanol through letting the law be implemented the way Congress intended. And, of course, the president first made this statement early January 2016 when he's a candidate, that he wanted ethanol to be marketed at all the law would allow. That's 15 billion gallons from grain, and then more gallons from other forms of producing ethanol. So the president is committed to that. Pruitt better make sure it happens or he ought to resign.
Jake? Do these steps in getting some of these items, does that make you hopeful that some of these other, that you might be able to work with him a little more down the road once you get him to agree to these two things? Or are you worried about him backtracking again after this?
I'm worried because I saw the backtracking after the victory we had in November that the law allows 15 billion gallons to be marketed. That's what the president promised. And with these liberal use of hardship waivers, it's backed it down so the actual usage is about 13.8 billion gallons. So I see a big benefit coming from E15 12 months a year. I want to make sure what's given on the right hand isn't taken away by the left hand. Dennis Morris.
All right. Thank you, Senator. As you know, the new U.S. Embassy in Israel opened up in Jerusalem this week. And I guess my question is this. It comes with a little bit of a price because there's been a lot of protests. And what I understand, over 50 people have died as a result of those protests between the Palestinians and Israelis. Is it a good idea that we shifted our embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem?
You would have those demonstrations anyway. In fact, you had them before the embassy was going to be opened up. And I wish the people that are demonstrating would realize that Israel is a state there because the United Nations said that Jews are entitled to their traditional homeland, and they're there legally. And so the Palestinians in Gaza are demonstrating against it. Just think how better their lives would be if they go about working, earning a living, improving their economy, and just realize that they're not going to be able to stop Israel from existing. So I don't think the two have anything to do with each other, although you'd say the demonstrations are stepped up today. But I'm for that embassy because 23 years ago, 1995, I think it was, I voted that the embassy should be moved to Jerusalem. That's the will of the American people expressed through Congress. However, the law said that any president every 6 months could make a decision whether or not it should be moved or not moved. So Clinton, George W. Bush, and Obama didn't have the guts to do it. This president campaigned on it. This president is committed to carrying out his campaign promises, so he's delivering on those promises. And since I voted for it, and since the American people wanted it through their elected representatives, that's why he's doing it. Jake?
Appreciate you joining us. With the Supreme Court ruling coming down in the sports gambling case this morning, how do you see that progressing? Do you see you guys at the federal level doing something to make it make the regulations the same across the board, or do you see Congress keeping their hands off and allowing the states, each state, to make their own regulations?
Right now, but it could change later on, but right now I see it being left up to the individual states. Back to Dennis.
Okay. Senator, I just a quick question here. Wanted to get your thoughts on the fact that it seems as though, anyway, that we've seen more firings, more retirements or resignations, if you will, with the Trump administration, and I can remember with all the other previous administrations. And I just wanted to know your thoughts about it. It just seems like from every other day there's a new person being let go or has resigned, and I'm just wondering about the stability of the administration trying on its actions when it has such a revolving door with its officials.
I think that there's more apt to be instability because the president is not getting his appointments approved by the Senate because of Democratic filibusters. It's going to take 8 to 9 years for that to happen, according to the president. And then everybody thought the president was lying. So the Washington Post fact checker checked into it and said, no, at the rate they're going, it's going to take 8 or 9 years. So the president was absolutely correct in saying that. So then that's where I think the instability comes from. Now, I will only comment on the White House because I don't keep track of everything that's going on in every department of the federal government from the standpoint of people being fired. But I think that you'd have to say up till now, there's been more instability than normal in the White House through firings. But I would bet, if you ask me this question 2.5 years from now at the end of his first term, I would probably say that it'll be similar to whatever other president's done. The only caveat on what I just said, this president is the first non-politician, non-general in the history of our country to be elected. He's a businessman. He came in with a whole idea of how government ought to be run like a business, And so he's very unpredictable from this standpoint, and that may have something to do with it that would keep what I predicted at the end of this first term may turn out differently.
All right, thank you.
Back to Jake.
Yeah, just to follow up on that real quick, we had talked a little bit about this last month when you were in Monticello, and you had said all the appointments and the delays had sort of limited the amount of work your committee had been able to do because they're constantly working on all these nominations. Is that still the case, Senator?
Yeah, it would be the case of my committee, but I think it wouldn't be fair for me to. My committee might be a little bit different than other committees because we process all the federal judges. So my statement in Monticello was more related to the floor of the United States Senate because of the Democrat filibusters that we were spending so much time doing that, that we didn't, we don't get the legislation. Last week, no legislation, unless it's non-controversial. 2 weeks before that, only appointments. One minor piece of legislation. This week, we may not get to anything more than just nominations either.
Thank you, Dennis and Jake, for participating in today's Public Affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.